Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Passion Podcast, coming to you from Atlanta, Georgia. Hope your Thanksgiving was absolutely fantastic. Mr. Jones, you had a good trip up to Kentucky.
Fantastic.
But there was a letdown.
Well, there was no fried turkey.
There was a big buildup, right?
There was a big buildup. My wife told me that every year her family has a fried turkey, and I've never had a fried turkey, and being around you for the last couple years...
The one-man fried turkey crusade. Thank you very much, the Fried Turkey Association of America.
So I was excited, and we got there. First thing out of our granddad's mouth was, I usually fry a turkey, but this year I decided not to.
How heartbreaking.
Major letdown, but it's
but
okay.
But you had a good time anyway.
Absolutely.
Because you can do Thanksgiving without a fried turkey.
Yeah, you can. We weren't in Texas, but we were in Kentucky. That was okay.
Yeah, I just got to say, the ones we did out on the ranch in Texas turned out just absolutely fantastic. Everybody thought, and it's not about me, it's a group effort frying the turkey out there. It's a team event, but everyone was like, man, this time, best ever.
Best ever?
Best ever.
Okay.
So that's pretty good. That's what you want. Yeah. So anyway, welcome back to the Passion Podcast. We hope you guys in America had a fantastic Thanksgiving, a lot of you around the world. And we hope you're thankful wherever you are. Doesn't have to be Thanksgiving Day to be grateful. We've been raised up from the dead by the power of God, and that's really all we need for the rest of our lives,
yeah,
to live a life that is overflowing with absolute wonder at how this could have happened to us and how God could be so kind to us and how we want to live for Him. Brad, we are 30-something days away from being in the dome. I mean,
34.
Today, while we're recording this podcast, 34
wow.
days till the dome.
Wow, come on. Got a little too
okay.
excited there.
All right, if you're excited about that where you are, could you just give a little shout out, raise your hand, just, you know, give a little nod to the person sitting on the bus next to you or the person sitting across the library or wherever you are. If you're in traffic, just wave at somebody and say, hey, 34 days of the dome, bro.
I'm doing it. I'm waving.
You need to know. That's exciting. And today we are talking on the Passion Podcast specifically about freedom. Freedom has been front and center for us, Passion 2012. If you are new to Passion and you don't know what's going on, we think worship and justice is all one thing. It is what God wants. He wants us to sing new songs of praise, but He wants us to go to the last and the least of these on planet Earth in Jesus' name. And so we are aiming toward bringing freedom to the 27 million. That's not our number. That's a number that's come out of organizations that study the population of the world. 27 million men, women, and children trapped in some form of human slavery right now, more slaves today than at any other time in history. And what's happening around the world is that the church is awakening, people are awakening, and our heart is to say, not on our watch, the church should move into action.
Yeah.
And so we are a part of that. We're not the only ones on that wave, but we are a part of that at Passion. And again, at Passion 2013, front and center, we're going to talk a lot about that coming up in just a few minutes. Brad, tell people what they need to be thinking, how all of us need to be preparing for that. But we got a special guest on the Passion Podcast today.
All right, all right.
And I would like for everybody to welcome to the Passion Podcast, Mr. Christian Stanfill, right
hello,
here,
hello,
ladies
hello.
And gentlemen.
All right.
Woo! Yeah!
Live and in color.
That's right. I'm glad to be here. This is always fun.
It is always fun. Yeah. You doing good? You have a good Thanksgiving? What was the highlight of the Stanfill Thanksgiving?
I had a good Thanksgiving. We all ended up, both sides of my parents' family ended up at their house, which means there's 800 people at their house. Not really, but it feels like a ton of people. And we did fry turkeys. We had three fried turkeys, bro.
Oh, yeah.
So we could have sung one your
so
way.
Upset.
Oh, yeah. And so, were they good?
They were incredible. So my dad does this thing where he does the turkey injector or whatever you call it.
Oh, yeah. All the people on our podcast know all about this.
Okay,
I'm talking blow-by-blow turkey frying on the last Passion Podcast.
So it was good, man. And, of course, you know, you have tons and tons of great food. But just an awesome day. Ended up staying around. We stayed all day and watched the Andy Williams Christmas special at night.
Oh, that feels like a pretty solid Thanksgiving.
Yeah, so we went home full. Happy. It was good.
Out in Texas, we always end Thanksgiving, Brad, watching the Texas A&M football game because our family, all of them out there, are UT people.
Yeah.
And Brad, we know, went to Texas A&M, but they don't play each other anymore because of all this craziness in sports these days. Christian, do you know this? People are leaving one conference and joining another conference, and they're on the West Coast and a conference of schools in the Mideast and Midwest, and it's all nuts. And so no more Texas A&M, Texas
it's
Thanksgiving
over.
Game. It was UT TCU the big rivalry on Thanksgiving Day.
Frogs,
that's how we ended
horn,
our day.
The horn frogs.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. A little bit of a, I don't know, somebody was showing me at the farm what their little horn frog thing looks like. It's some kind of...
It's no Giga Maggies, though.
No.
Just a quick shout-out.
Or Hook'em Horns.
Premature, but the Heisman's going to Johnny Manziel. I just want to call that
bold.
On the Passion Podcast.
Bold. I like that. All right. Well, Christian, we're glad you're here.
Thanks,
you
man.
Have helped export Passion 2012 to the world, which is really amazing. Here we are 11 months later from being here in Atlanta for Passion 2012. And one thing remains is, and when I'm driving my car, I'm hearing it on satellite radio, and it comes up on the little deal, and it says Passion featuring Christian Stanfill. But it's really cool that it's coming out of the dome. It was all of us together, and I think we maybe mixed it a little bit for radio that you can't hear all the people quite as much. But it's doing great. People are leaning in, finding God, and I love the fact that you've been able to carry Passion a lot farther than maybe we had in our minds while we were in the dome for 4 days.
Yeah, it was so, it's cool to think back on, you know, now we're, you know, 11 months past Passion, but even before that, almost over a year ago, you know, I remember emailing you with this song saying, hey, hearing this song, I think it could be great for our church. And to see now, over a year later, you know, where it's been and the legs it has and how it's running, it's really cool.
God carries things so much further than we could ever think of.
Yeah, incredible.
He breathes life on him. And I'd love for, do you feel like you could play like a little live version of that for
absolutely.
Our Passion Podcast audience? I don't know. I don't want to put you on the spot, but there's about 180 people listening to this right now. And so,
it's grown.
It grew and then it shrunk a little bit.
Yeah, numbers went down.
The fact that we actually didn't make a podcast for 7 months, we lost a lot of followers.
Yeah.
So we're back down into, you know, the 180, 190 range, I think. But we're growing. We're growing. We're on our way back up.
Yeah.
This is going to help push us over the edge. So set up the song. Tell us why you think this song has got so much life in it, and then play a little bit of it for us.
Yeah, I mean, I remember hearing the song for the first time and being slammed by, you know, first of all, just what a great song it is. I love the melodies in this song, just beautiful song. But it's the word of God. It's the promise of God. You know, it's Romans 8. It says, nothing can separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Yeah.
And that is what people need, and that's what we want people to know, you know, that no matter where you are, no matter who you are, where you've been, what you've done, that the love of God is real for everybody. And so I think that gives, that's been like the huge, like explosive moment. You know, whenever we lead this song or be able to carry the song, it's been really incredible. Yeah, so I'll play it.
It's higher than the mountains that I face. It's stronger than the power of the grave. It's constant in the trial and the change. This one thing remains. This one thing remains. Cause your love never fails, it never gives up, never runs out on me. And your love never fails, it never gives up, never runs out on me. And your love never fails, it never gives up, never runs out on me. Your love. And on and on. This one thing remains. And your love never fails, it never gives up, it never runs out on me. And your love never fails, it never gives up, it never runs out on me. And your love never fails, it never gives up, it never runs out on me. Your love, I'm matter what. That in death, in life, I'm confident and covered by the power of your great love. And I know that my debt is paid. There's nothing that could separate my heart from your great love. And your love never fails and never gives up. It never runs out on me. And your love never fails and never gives up. It never runs out on me. And your love never fails and never gives up. It never runs out on me. And your love never fails and never gives up. It never runs out on me. No, your love never fails and never gives up. It never runs out on me. Your love, it's your love. Oh God, I know your love's never ending.
Yeah. What a powerful thing. And I just am praying that you're just receiving that wherever you are right now. God's just singing that over you. It's coming down for a lot of you guys that are students at the end of the semester. A lot of pressure flying, all kinds of emotions going on. And I just pray that you're receiving that today, that wherever you are, that God sees you, He knows you, He cares about you. Maybe you're not a student, you're just a person out there in life trying to figure it all out. But none of us are alone today. Nobody's forgotten today. If people forsake you and people forget you, the love of God will never run out on you. So great, man. So powerful. Oh, incredible. We're talking about freedom, Brad, and talking about Passion 2013 and talking about that love of God and how we don't want to just experience that for our own lives, but we want every single person on this planet to be able to live in that love and to know that love. And you know, if we know we're loved by a God who set us free, we can't sit by and be indifferent to 27 million people who are either in bonded servitude, where they were born into a family that's been trying to pay off a debt that their grandparents couldn't pay off, and they'll never pay off. And so they'll live all the days of their life in a rice mill or a brick factory, serving and working for 14 hours a day, never have an education, never have a free choice. Or whether they're being trafficked for sexual exploitation somewhere in the world, we want to bring the freedom and the life of Jesus to every person on this planet. And that's what Passion 2013 is setting out to do. We are lifting up the cause of freedom because we believe that together we are a force for good.
Yeah.
And 27 million is a big number, but we're talking about individual people, and we are talking about the fact that though I personally maybe can't solve it all, together we can do some phenomenal things. And we've seen that happen already last year, Passion 2012, 40-something thousand, mostly university students and their leaders gave $3.5 million at the end of the day. And the ripples of that dominoed all the way to the White House, to the president, through the media, and around the world. And the ripples are still going out as organizations locally and globally have really had the finances and the resources put in their hands by college students, poor college students arming these organizations to build more, do more, hire more, free more, prosecute more, restore more. And we're going to do a lot more of that at Passion 2013. We're going to try to link up right now with the head of our justice cause, pastor of global engagement here at Passion City Church, and the chief steward of all of our freedom causes and justice causes, Bryson Vogeltans, coming to us from Cebu, Philippines today, where he is hard at work on some things for Passion 2013, just 34 days from now. And we're going to try to bring him in via Skype. So you guys stand by on the Passion Podcast. We're going to try to link up across the way with Bryson Vogeltans. Bryson, are you there?
Hey, Louie, it's great to be with you on the Passion Podcast.
Bryson, so good to hear your voice. It's like 5 a.m. or something like that in Cebu this morning. Thank you for joining us. And I just want you to be able to say a little bit about what you're doing in the Philippines, just so some of us on our way to the Dome will know what's going on. And tell us how we can be praying for the things that you're involved in there today.
Yeah, Louis, thank you so much. Yeah, it's, I don't know exactly what time it is, but I'm so grateful to be here in the Philippines because we're so excited about the fact that we get to partner with amazing organizations who are helping to end slavery. And so here in the Philippines, I've gotten the chance to hang out with lawyers, aftercare workers, people, investigators who are investigating slavery here in the Philippine Islands. And it's just true. It's true that there's slavery still exists today. And so what we're coming around at Passion 2013 is, hey, how can we be a solution? How can this generation of university students, how can we do something about this problem of slavery? And so we're here seeing it firsthand, meeting people who are making a huge impact. And it's been powerful to really get to see that number of 27 million slaves in the world today, but get to meet some survivors and get to meet the people who are actually making a change, and making a difference on the other side of the world.
That's so cool. We just love the fact that you're there 34 days out from Passion. So we're not talking about something last year or even last month. We're talking about right now, so that when you come to us in the Dome and say, hey guys, this is what we're going to do together. We're gonna help fund these causes. It's not just something we've read about, but we've actually been there. You've been around the world this year. You've seen it firsthand. You've met the partners. You've seen people who've been restored and rescued. And you can give us like the true story that what these students are doing is actually bringing about real change for somebody's life right now.
Yeah, absolutely. Louis, it's so humbling to be here, but I think the two things that I notice when I'm here is, one, is that the problem is real, and it's not just a number, it's not just statistics, but it's names and faces, it's people. I could go on and on with the names of the people I've met already. It's not just slaves and people being enslaved, but it's also slave owners and people that are oppressing people. Last night, we were out really late, and we saw some of the establishment that some of these girls are being bought and sold, and it's just a real problem. But then the hope side of it is true too, because today I'll be at the at an IJM field office getting to meet some of their team. Tomorrow I'll be at the Love 146 aftercare home, and so these are the people that are doing the work. And every time you walk in, every time you meet one of these people, every time you hear their story, they are full of hope. They are full of encouragement, and they're full of stories of people's lives who have been radically changed, who have been stuck in darkness but now are living in light. And that is what I carry home. That's what I'm carrying into the Dome, is the hope that life change can happen. It's amazing.
So what can we do, and what are we going to do at the Dome to help end modern-day slavery?
Yeah, a few things. One is, as a generation and as an individual, we're going to stand up and say, hey, this isn't going to happen on our watch. And this isn't going to happen in my generation. This is wrong. This is not right. This is injustice. And so the first thing is making the decision, hey, like, I'm going to do something about it. And then when you make that decision, then we get to decide what to do. And we're going to pray. We're going to pray because the God of the universe cares about each of the people he created, and he cares about justice. Jesus loves justice. And so we're going to pray, and we're going to ask God to intervene. And then we're going to give financially, because every time I travel the world, people say, please pray for us, please remember us. But it takes money. It takes lots of money to be able to fight slavery, because slavery is a billion-dollar industry, and the people that are enslaving are doing it for financial reasons. And so we're going to come alongside, and we're going to fight them, and we're going to come alongside of them, and we're going to give to the people who are making a lasting change. So we're going to give financially, and so we want people to be prepared to give. You're not giving the money to Passion, you're giving the money to these organizations who are actually affecting change around the world.
And Bryson, when you say we're going to give, I know some people that haven't been around Passion, they're kind of thinking, okay, so we're going to maybe give 50 grand or going to give $100,000? Are we going to try to get that little thermometer, you know, to maybe move up like an inch? But you're not talking about giving on that scale. You're talking about something far more extraordinary than that.
Yeah, we're when you fill a dome of people, of Jesus followers in Atlanta, Georgia, anything's possible.
And so, do we have a goal? Are you willing to share that at this point, or is that something that you're waiting to share when we arrive in Atlanta?
I think what we want to share is we want everyone to come really, really ready to give financially, and not because we're trying to get a big number, but we're trying to help as many people as possible. And so we're expecting millions and millions of dollars to be given, because this is what we believe at Passion. We believe that together we're a force for good, that together we can make huge, huge strides. So we believe that with everything we got. And we know that the students are going to show up, and that they're going to give, and they're going to pray, and they're going to join in. And that we believe this generation can end slavery in their lifetime. And that sounds crazy, but we have so much hope for this generation of Jesus followers.
And Bryson, that's why we're doing this Freedom Podcast 34 days out from the Dome, because we want people to come ready. And so here's the thing. If you're listening to this, you're already going to be ready, because you know where the Passion Podcast is. You could download it. You're on board with us. But there are tens of thousands of people coming to the Dome that don't even know there is a Passion Podcast. They got signed up by a friend. Their group's coming from the church. So if you're listening to us right now, you have to become an advocate, and you have to begin to help us communicate to people. We are going to take a stand for freedom, and you need to come ready for that. And, you know, Bryson, think about it like this. There's maybe going to be somewhere around 60,000 people in the Dome. If every person brought $100, Christian. Now, I know that just sounded crazy to somebody, because they're thinking, I can barely get to the Dome. I'm a college student. I don't have $100. But if every person brought $100, Brad, I'm not, you know, like a genius, but that would be how much money? 60,000 people bringing $100. Alex, anybody?
That would be...
It's $6 million. I mean, that's pretty crazy. And so people are thinking, well, I can't bring $100. I might could bring 10. But let me tell you this story, Bryson. I think you might have heard this if you didn't. Our Headed to the Dome guys, you know, we got these two crazy guys, Joe and Todd. They're out there in this car wrapped with, you know, Headed to the Dome stuff. Today, they're out in West Georgia. And they've been all over the Southeast. And in fact, they've been out in Texas and Oklahoma. And they were in Tennessee a few days ago, in Jackson, Tennessee. They ran into some high school seniors, Christian. This is going to blow your mind.
Yeah.
These girls have not been to Passion before, because they're high school seniors, and no one that's a junior or sophomore in high school could come to Passion. Wink, wink, wink. That's never happened before. They're like, oh, they know we came and we weren't seniors? We know everything. And so anyway, they haven't come to Passion before, for real, but they're coming this year. They wanted their lives to count, and they wanted to do something for justice. And so from the group that they're coming with that has been to Passion before, they saw the Freedom film. They watched the whole Freedom film from last year. Their hearts were moved. And this year, they started their own movement. Bryson, they started selling freedom bands, and they started hosting fundraisers. And
awesome.
So far, they have raised, these two high school girls and their little crew have raised $6,000 for freedom.
Wow.
At Passion 2013. They've never even been to Passion
that's
before.
Incredible.
So that's two high school seniors coming through the door with $3,000 apiece. And that's just like a week ago. They said, oh, we're going to keep raising money all the way to the day we leave. So $100 a person is realistic. Yeah. If you got two high school senior girls coming through the door with $6,000 plus. And that's what we're looking for, Bryce. And we're looking not for everybody to necessarily give $1 million. We're just looking for people to find a way to link their heart to this story and to ask God if he will give them an avenue, some creativity to figure out how they can come ready to give and be a part of what's going to happen in the Dome.
Yeah, Lou, I love it, because what you're saying is true, that it's not necessarily all your money that you're giving, but you have friends and family. You're going to be with them at Christmas time. You're going to be around people for the next 34 days. And when you start sharing about the problem of modern-day slavery and about the opportunity of freedom, people want to be a part of that, and you want to be a part of that. And so, yeah, we're so excited about the potential and the exponential possibility of what happens when us all gathered together in the dome, because anything's possible when we're in the dome going after Jesus. And I love it, because when I'm here in the Philippines and I'm leaving in the next few days, I'll get to tell them about what's about to happen in 34 days. And these people have no idea, but all they can say is, thank you so much, thank you so much. And I'm like, you'll hear about it. You just give us a few, you give us a month or so, and you're going to hear about the ripple effects of Passion 2013. It's going to ripple all the way over to the Philippines.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, that's awesome, Bryce. And it's not just those two girls either. We saw a tweet earlier today, actually, at Passion268. You better be following us on Twitter. But this girl said, Louis, she got a seasonal job, not just so she could pay rent, but so she could raise money to show up at the dome for the freedom causes. That's why she's working all these extra hours.
Man, people are getting it, Brad. I mean, we keep preaching it, but people are already getting it. And I know there's a lot of people listening going, I'm with you. I saw a girl tweet a few weeks ago a photo. She Instagrammed a picture, actually, and it came through on her Twitter feed of an envelope. And it was this cool-looking, decorated, envelope like a college-age girl would have. And on it, in real cool handwriting, it said Passion 2013. And the Instagram caption said, I'm so excited to get to the dome. I've been saving my money and I'm prepared. And so she's got it ready. She's been thinking all year long. I know where we're going. I've been there before. I don't want to get there and try to scrape up some money or have to go to the ATM and figure out how much is in my account. So I just want to encourage you in that. Let these people, these senior girls, this person getting this Christmas job to get a little extra money, this girl that's been saving all year long, pass the hat around the Christmas dinner table. I mean, it's like, before we eat, we're going to pass the freedom hat. And mom, dad, aunt, uncle, cousin Bob, grandma, granddad, neighbor, friend, you got to pitch into the hat before we eat. There's just a lot of ways to do it. And I think if we all pitch in, we're going to see some staggering things happen. And Bryson, can I talk about, even in a brief way, what we're going to do besides just the money that we're going to raise for causes here locally and causes around the world?
Yeah, absolutely. Go for it.
Do you want to?
You go for it, Louis.
Okay. Yeah, we're scripted here at the Passion Podcast. We got this all mapped out.
Okay. I'm not going to say a lot about this on the podcast, but I just want to tell you, it's not just this year going to be about, we're going to raise X amount of money and we're giving it to this number of causes, but we have another cause sitting on the side over here, and we want to do something to help the whole nation of America. Not just college students, not just people in the dome, but we want to take a stab at allowing everybody that lives in America to come to be aware of what is going on and to have the opportunity to do something to stand up for freedom. And we're going to let you guys help us launch that at the dome, and we're going to fund some of that at the dome as well. And we believe that we have a chance, 60,000 voices have a chance of echoing and dominoing into millions and millions and millions of people in America knowing about slavery and joining in the fight for freedom. And so it's not just going to be about 4 days. We had a big number. We gave money to a lot of organizations, but it's going to be a launching pad for something that's going to happen through the whole spring next year that's going to impact people north, south, east, and west, all kinds of people in every strata of life, and I think it's going to be awesome. Bryson,
I love it. I can't wait to get to the dome, Louie. I'm so excited.
Got to get back from the Philippines first.
Yeah.
That's right.
Hey, Bryson, we're going to pray for you right now, okay? Christian's awesome. Going to pray over you and the work that you're doing there today, and all of us, everybody on the Passion Podcast, praying for Cebu right now and for what you're doing. And we're going to hear, I know, a lot more about what you're doing that you didn't really get into today when we get to the dome. And Christian's going to lead us. So we're going to lift you up and pray for you right now.
God, we're grateful for your presence in Cebu right now. And we're grateful for your presence there and for your spirit there. And I thank you for the way that you are flowing through that city. And just thank you for the river of life that's just flowing through that city, your spirit and your peace there. And we pray for more of that. We just pray for an outpouring of salvation and peace and freedom in that place. And just thank you for letting us see it, just lay eyes on what you're doing all over the world, just to bring people to yourself and to set people free. And I pray for Bryson just being over there right now, just an extension of our team, Lord. I just pray that you would draw near to him, open his eyes to see what you have for him there. Just thank you for the people that he's met, for the people that he will meet. And We're grateful, God, just to be a part of this massive thing that you're doing in this generation and in this nation and all over the world. We're just grateful to be a part of it. And we just thank you for that, Jesus, in your name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Hey, Bryce and our whole team prayed for you in our team meeting today. So you got covered like big time. Mm-hmm. And now here's the whole Passion Podcast praying for you guys again. We'll see you back here in Atlanta soon, man. Look forward to it. God bless.
All right. See you guys soon.
See you, buddy.
See ya.
All right, man. What an incredible time today. And we are headed to the dome. 34 days.
Yeah.
But the price increase is coming up like any minute now. So if you just downloaded this podcast on like day one or two that it was available, price increase December 1st.
It's this Saturday,
it's
Louis.
It's Saturday, December 1st at midnight on Saturday night. So that's going into Sunday morning. Price goes up again. So, you know, that whole thing, the curtain's down, but the dome isn't filled yet.
Right.
And if you want a little update on where we are, we're still not near filling the dome yet. So everybody's cheering, yay, the curtain's down, but we got a long ways to go. And every person listening to this right now, you need to be thinking about, I need to bring one more person with me. And not somebody that was already coming. I've already got somebody. I mean, a new person. You need to think about some other person. We've still got some scholarships for men, a few left.
Yep.
If you want to find that, it's at Passion City Church blog. Go to PassionCityChurch.com, click on the blog. But we want you guys to be there and be a part of that. It's going to be incredible. Amazing.
Amazing. It's going to be awesome. One other thing, Louis, we just talked to David Crowder, Mr. David Crowder today.
The legendary. The musician?
Oh, yeah. And
the artist?
He said that he's going to come throw a party at whatever campus signs up the most people by Saturday, December 1st. So they've only got 3 days. It might even just be a day from when they're listening to this. But if you want to hang out with David Crowder, have him come to the University of Fill in the Blank, then...
He's a good hang, too, man.
The University of Fill in the Blank is an awesome school. I had some friends that went there. It was really cool. Yeah, yeah, they studied whatever. But it was great. It was great. So Crowder's coming to a little house party for whichever school registers the most people.
Yep.
Between, like, whenever we... Did we announce this yet?
It's coming out as we speak.
We're announcing it right now.
Yep.
Okay,
yep.
So I haven't even been on Twitter or anything yet. So by the time people hear this, it will have been announced.
Yep.
But the school that registers the most people between now and Saturday...
Yep.
What if it's the University of Hawaii?
He's flying to Honolulu.
He's going to Honolulu.
Yeah.
And the Headed to the Dome guys are going with him?
Maybe not, or
are we leaving them home?
The guys.
Okay, so great.
It's an extreme.
So if you'd like to get David Crowder to come next week and have a little party on your campus or in your city or in your town... Just register more people in the next 4 days than anybody else in America at your school. We'll track it here internally. We got ways to do that.
Yeah, get your campus ministry behind it, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And Crowder will come rolling into town. That'll be so exciting.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome.
Beautiful.
I think maybe you should come, but we'll just see if we can figure that out.
If it's the University of Hawaii, I am on it. I am so on that. I'm there. If it's the University of Fill in the Blank, I might not make it. I might not make it. Christian, that's me and you. We're going to the University of Fill in the Blank next week.
University of Fill in the Blank, man, there's rocking.
It's going to be great. Christian, thanks for being with us today. Can't wait to the dome. Brad, you're amazing. Alex over here, our incredible producer. Thank you guys so much. We love you. We're praying for you. I know you're praying for us. 34 days from now, we're going to see God do something amazing. We'll talk to you soon on the next Passion Podcast. Take care.